log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
لبيك اللهم لبيك،
لبيك اللهم لبيك،
لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، لبيك.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
Call of Unity.
If you ask me why do I love you, no matter where you are, we are the greatest Umma with the beating of our hearts. We are Muslims. La ilaha illallah Muhammadu Rasulullah. There's no God but Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammad al-Mustafa. Muhammad is his messenger.
In the name of Allah, the Glorified, the Most Merciful, we start with the name of Allah, the Wise. His blessings be upon Muhammad, his last messenger.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Salamu alaykum, dear Muslims and non-Muslims are interested in Muslim world and last religion, Islam. This is on the birthday of the great messenger of Allah Muhammad, peace be upon him and his household.
Hada Muhammad, Taha al-Mumajjad, Hada Habibi, Sirr al-Mujibi, Alayhi salli ya mutajalli.
Allahu Allah, ya Rasulallah, Allahu Allah, ya Rasulallah, ya ayyuha al-Mukhtar.
Congratulate you all on this occasion from the center of Shia Islamic Republic of Iran to all Muslims all around the world, Shia and Sunni brothers. You hear a special program, The Call of Unity. Speeches, voices of different nations, lectures, and other parts are formed here to be presented to you. We hope you use it.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi.
At the time Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was born, there was in Mecca a Jew whose knowledge of the prophecy with all its sign exceeded those of his peers. Through his learning, he had discerned that the birth of expected prophet had been fulfilled and knew his arrival to be imminent. The baby was born. The infant was named Muhammad. When people asked why they had given him this name, they replied, to be praised in the heavens and the earth.
These are the days of Eid. Make takbir wherever you are. These are the days of Eid. Allahu Akbar.
Malcolm X, American civil rights activist, has interesting viewpoint about Islam. He said, I am a Muslim and my religion makes me be against all forms of racism. It keeps me from judging any man by the color of his skin. It teaches me to judge him by his deeds and his conscious behavior. And it teaches me to be for the rights of all human beings, but especially the Afro-American human being, because my religion is a natural religion. And the first law of a nature is self-preservation.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
So are you.
So are you.
I love Allah.
I love Allah.
To you too.
To you too.
Muhammad's greatest miracle is the Holy Quran. The timeless eloquence and wisdom of Quran remains. His other miracle is his Ahlul Bayt or infallible household, who continue the tradition of Prophet in every age and era to symbols of unity. Now we're gonna listen to Hujjat al-Islam Barati, the scholar of Islam, speaks about Muslim and Prophet.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I want to congratulate all of brothers and sisters in Islam because of the birth anniversary of our glorious Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the best occasion for us. This is occasion of emergence of light for us, emergence of love for us, emergence of unity and brotherhood and solidarity for us. So I want to repeat all of my greetings and heartily greetings for you in this occasion. Brothers and sisters, we should be happy in this moment. Why not? Because the best bestowment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we receive it in this day. We are celebrating anniversary of this bestowment and gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without Prophet Muhammad, without the seal of prophets, without the Lord of prophets, we were not unified. We were not inspired. We were not lightened. We didn't have light to find our way in the life. We didn't have dignity. We were divided. We were ignored and humiliated. So birthday of Prophet Muhammad is birthday of glory and dignity and light for us. I want to greet you again for this opportunity and occasion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his glorious book, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم. All of the faithful people are like brothers and sisters to each other.
الحمد لله والشكر لله على ما هدانا
سبحان الله
الله الله الحمد لله.
Brothers and sisters in Islam, in Iman, in faith, they are like family members, and the closest members in family are brothers and sisters to each other, because they are in the same age, in the same level. They can understand each other very well. They can share with each other good and bad, pain, grief, happiness, and joy. They can share everything with each other. They don't feel any separation, any difference between themselves. So this is the condition and the position which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam plans for us to be in. So if we are a nation contains 1.5 billion, how big we are, how powerful we are, how much pride we feel. But if we are small groups, small countries, small tribes, nobody can pay us any respect. Nobody can count us in the present and contemporary geography and graphic of the world. So Prophet of Islam wants us to be unified, to have solidarity, to have integrity, integration with each other first, and be a powerful family, be a powerful nation, a powerful ummah, and a symbol and a model for other nations and other religion followers. So this is the best lesson we can learn from birthday of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he emerged, when he received mission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Arab Peninsula, in that time, 14 centuries ago, Arab Peninsula was a part of the map, but nobody considered it a part of the map. Nobody was even ready to occupy this peninsula because no benefit, no interest was counted and assumed for the occupier, for the invader. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nobody respect you, nobody count you. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, before emergence of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were very low in lifestyle and conditions of life. But after emergence of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you became governors of the world. Why? The only reason is Prophet Muhammad and his religion and his Quran and his teachings. Arab before Muhammad and Arab after Muhammad. You study them, you compare them. All of the historians, all of the writers in history of civilization say that the only reason made Arabs governors and superpowers of the world was Islam. Why Islam made them this? Because Islam unified them. Islam gave them a kind of life by unity, by brotherhood. And we can call this day and this opportunity and this celebration, this occasion, we can call it occasion of unity, birthday of unity, unity for the whole mankind. Even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that I am not prophet only for Arabs or for Iranians or people of the Middle East. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. O Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Prophet, we didn't send you but to be mercy for the whole mankind. You have only one mission, to be merciful for the whole mankind. And also, followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fellows of his religion, are like this. They carry love and mercy for the whole mankind, despite they are Muslims or non-Muslims or Jews or Christians or idol worshippers or pagans or atheists. Any kind of religion and philosophy they follow, they are mankind and they are humans, and we love the humanity and the whole humankind because we are followers of Prophet, which is sent to the whole mankind, and mercy for the whole mankind, and not only mankind, even if there are some other intelligent beings, also Prophet of Islam is mercy for them, and we should be merciful for them. So we should be merciful to the environment, to the nature, to animals, to the whole world, including mankind. So I wish for you the best, and I wish that this is the day which will change the life of the humankind, including Muslim nation, and brings for them unity as an achievement.
These are the days of Eid. Make takbir wherever you are. These are the days of Eid. Allahu Akbar. These are the days of Eid. Sing together everyone. La ilaha illallah wa lillahi alhamd.
Hujjatul Islam Bharati was speaking about Islamic world and Prophet's time. Imam Khomeini, blessing of Allah upon him, said, as long as you maintain your unity, God is with you. As Prophet said, God's hand is with the group. Congratulations on Prophet Muhammad's birthday. On the week of unity, you're hearing our voice from Iran.
Islam is not a religion of terror, rather it's a religion of peace. We shouldn't separate. Even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he said, Muslims, you are in one group, you should unite, you should not separate.
I'm from the United States of America. My family, they're all Shias, and inshallah, the entire world will also see light the same way as I did, and believe in Islam.
Muslims and all the world
on my view, they should unite, they should cooperate with each other, because all Muslims, we are one ummah, one in everything.
Our Prophet is one, our Quran is one, our Kitab is one. So what are the problems?
We are Muslim around the country nowadays. We have to unite together, because there is not anything conflict among us.
So the concept of unity is very, very crucial regarding Islam, especially in our society and community prevalent today.
Be one ummah. And to do this, we must band together. It doesn't matter which mazhab you're from, it doesn't matter which country you're from.
We should follow the teachings of Prophet Muhammad and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So we see why the Prophet Muhammad united with cooperated with other people or with the other groups of Muslims.
Congratulate you all on this occasion from the center of Shia Islamic Republic of Iran to all Muslims all around the world, Shia and Sunni brothers. Prophet Muhammad had a simple life and gave to society a practical demonstration of the revealed laws of God. According to his dearest cousin and son-in-law, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, although all prophets of God had excellent qualities, Prophet Muhammad was gifted with the most perfect ethics. To the extent, he would say, I have been sent by Allah to complete best characteristics. Hujjatul Islam Bharati, religious scholar, is gonna speak more about this subject.
Now we are approaching the birthday of glorious Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, peace be upon him and his household. This is one of the best celebrations and occasions for Muslims of the world and even for the whole humankind and whole world, because Prophet of Islam is Prophet of mercy, Prophet of love, Prophet of peace, Prophet of brotherhood and guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, his glorious Quran, O faithful people, this is our Prophet coming to you. He is one of you. He is from you. It is very difficult for him to find you in misery and in problem. He is so eager to guide you, to help you, to support you. He is very kind to faithful people. He is merciful to faithful people. So this is Prophet of Islam. Even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam presents love for his enemies, for those who don't know him, those who don't believe in him, those who are ignoring him. Prophet Muhammad even loves them. Those who curse him, those who hate him, those who humiliate him because of ignorance. This is the behavior of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He never cursed a person in his life. He never hated a person in his life. Even some people were torturing Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Mecca when he was starting his da'wah, his call, his propagation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were some Jews, they were torturing Prophet. Every day he was passing from the road, they threw on him dust and some waste things and so, to humiliate him, to torture him, to bother him. One day happened, a prophet passed this way and didn't see this kind of behavior. So he asked about the person who was treating like this every day and why he didn't treat like this today. They told this was a Jew, but he is sick now. He is in bed. Because of that, he didn't come to follow his behavior. Prophet Muhammad told, okay, we want to pay him a visit, check him, and if he is in need, we help him and we don't treat him like he treated us. So Prophet asked about the address of house of this person, and then to meet him. When he met him very kindly with a very nice way and told, no problem, O brother of religion, O brother of faith, because you are follower of another prophet of Allah, Prophet Moses, no problem, I forgive you for your treatment to me. Now I hear you are sick, I came to pay you a visit, and I am ready at your service. Anything you need, anything you want, please order me, please tell me, I will do for you and I will bring for you.
Habibi ya Muhammad, ya sadiqan bil wa'di, ya Ahmad, ya mu'ayyad min al-fard al-samadi.
This person was so much ashamed and asked Prophet to forgive him and told, I want to convert to your religion. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So he was converted to Islam in last moments of his life. So this is a lesson of our Prophet in the birthday, in the Milad, in the Mawlid, and in this Unity Week for all Muslims, especially Muslims who are minorities in their countries, and they are under pressure of the population, the society, the government, even if they are facing mistreatment and persecution and torture, they face it back with good behavior and with kindness and goodwill for the society and for the country, to show them that Muslims are always good citizens everywhere they are, especially in non-Muslim countries. They are helpful, they are useful, they are positive, they do help the country, and they forget and forgive about the tortures and mistreatments and discriminations against them, because they want to follow their Prophet, Prophet of mercy and Prophet of love and light, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By these sentences, we come to the end of this program, Call of Unity, and wish for you a very light and clear unity in Islam and Iman, and even unity for the whole mankind and the whole family of man in this world. This is the wish that Muslims have for everybody, and because of that, they say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Means peace be upon you. And even the ignorant people, non-Muslim people, when they mistreat them, they face them by this sentence, وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When they are facing ignorant people, they reply to them, Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. So we wish the peace and unity and brotherhood for the whole world. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Eid Ahmad, Eid Ahmad, Eid Ahmad, Eid Ahmad, Eid Ahmad, Eid Ahmad.
That was the last part of Mr. Barati's speech about Islam and unity among Muslims. Let's listen to Imam Khomeini's speech about unity of Muslim nation. Muslims should be awake. Muslims should be alert that if a dispute takes place among Sunni and Shia's brothers, it is harmful for all of us. It is harmful for all Muslims. Those who want to sow discord are neither Sunni nor Shia. They are agents of the superpowers and work for them. Those who attempt to cause discord among our Sunni and Shia's brothers are people who conspire for the enemies of Islam and want the enemies of Islam to triumph over Muslims. I hope that through considering this Islamic precept that all Muslims are brothers, all Islamic countries will triumph against the superpowers. and succeed in actualizing all Islamic ordinances. Muslims are brothers and will not be segregated by the propaganda sponsored by corrupt elements. The source of this matter, that Shia should be on one side and Sunni on the other, is on the one hand ignorance and on the other hand propaganda of the foreigners. If Islamic Brotherhood comes to the fore among the Muslim countries, such will become a great power which none of the global power will be able to cope with. Shiites and Sunnis brothers should avoid every kind of dispute. Today, discord among us will only benefit those who follow neither Shia nor Hanafi. They neither want this nor that to exist, and know the way to sow dispute between you and us. We must pay attention that we are all Muslims and we all believe in the Quran. We all believe in Tawheed and must work to serve the Quran and Tawheed.
لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله
محمد رسول الله
محمد رسول الله
That's the first principle
That's the first principle
Now do you know
Now do you know
We as Muslim Ummah have such a great treasure Prophet Muhammad peace be upon him and Quran Ahlul Bayt also Ramadan Hajj and other nice valuable things It's time to be united. It's time to learn tolerance towards other points of view. It's time to lean, criticize without hurting, and avoid taking a strong position on smaller points. And heed the advice found in chapter Hujurat. This 49th chapter of the Quran provides excellent guidance on the kind of behavior that Muslims should avoid to establish Muslim unity. And finally, make sure that you as an individual are not only working for unity, but making dua, supplication, saying prayer for it as well. Since results are all in Allah's hand. Dear listeners, this was the final part of the Call of Unity you've heard. Again, my colleagues and I congratulate all of you on birthday of Prophet Muhammad, Prophet of Mercy, peace be upon him and his progeny.
Peace be upon Rasulullah, peace be upon Habibullah, peace be upon Muhammad. Peace be upon Shafi'Allah, peace be upon Khair Khalqillah, peace be upon Muhammad, last of the
I ask Allah to guide us to what is acceptable, enable us to be always steadfast on the path of the Prophet, and to be always protectors and defenders of the creed that Prophet brought to the people. I ask Allah for all of us to be wise and active in propagation the true message of Islam to the people. And Allah knows best. Allah Almighty bless you all. Goodbye.
If you ask me, why do I love you? No matter where you are, we are the greatest ummah with the beating of our hearts. We are Muslims.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There's no God but Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammad al-Mustafa. Muhammad is his messenger.
Tell a little about yourself.
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who is taught in the art of law.
Listeners special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and warmest greetings to you all. Welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, October 24th, 2021. I'm Atefer Fani hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and messages. So contact us and tell us what you think about the programs in IRIB English Radio. If you have any messages for our dear listeners around the world, then record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard in this program. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. Congratulations to you all on the birth anniversary of the Messenger of Mercy, Prophet Muhammad. Blessings of God upon him and his progeny, as well as the birth anniversary of Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him, the sixth infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad. Blessings of God upon him and his progeny. As you may know, these two birth anniversaries fall on the same day in Hijri calendar, or the Islamic month of Rabiul Awwal. And in Iran, in the Islamic Republic of Iran, we have been celebrating the Unity Week for about 5 or 6. As you may know, the month of Rabiul Awwal in Iran is the month of birthday of the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad. Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, labeled the period between the 12th and 17th of this month as the Unity Week, to unite Sunni Muslims who believe in the 12th and Shia Muslims who believe in the 17th of the month of Rabiul Awwal as the birthday of the Messenger of Mercy. So here we pray for all those who tried for unity among Islamic denominations, particularly the great reformer and enemy of global arrogance and Zionism, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, who spent his life for this sacred goal. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very important and very helpful to us, especially to our technicians and engineers, because these reception reports enable us to provide a better service for our listeners around the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an EQSL card from us in the time of the pandemic. And here I mention the names of those listeners who have sent us reception reports, including Bashir Kapti from Algeria, Mizanur Rahman from Bangladesh, who is one of our regular listeners, and KP Munir from UAE, one of our old and regular listeners who have sent us reception reports. Thank you all. And also here, I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have sent us emails and letters from around the world, which I mention some of their names here. And later during the program, I will read their emails or letters. We have an email from Dr. D.K. Sarkar from India. Of course, here we have another email from India, and this email is from Anand Mohan Bain. From Malaysia, we have an email from Mohammad Riel, one of our regular listeners. Andrei Novgorodsky from Ukraine has sent us an email. And the last but not the least is an email from Harald Seuss from Austria, one of our regular listeners. Please stay with us. I will be back with these messages. Welcome back. As I said, we have received two emails from India. First of all, we have an email from Dr. D.K. Sarkar from India, who says, "Dear staff at IRIB English Radio, this is a gentle reminder. I shall be highly obliged if you please verify my reception report and kindly send me an EQSL or email for my reception report. I prefer an EQSL email because the postal mail delivery is now very irregular due to COVID pandemic. Thank you very much. Yours sincerely." Salam and warmest greetings to you, Dr. D.K. Sarkar from India. And many thanks for sending us this email. As you said, this is a gentle reminder, and that's amazing. Thank you for sending us this email. And it's great that you prefer EQSL cards in the time of pandemic. As you said, there are irregularities in the postal service around the world, so these EQSL cards are much better. So my colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card. Thank you for writing to IRIB English Radio, Dr. D.K. Sarkar from India. As I said, from India, we have another email from Anand Mohan Bain. Anand Mohan Bain from India says, "Dear IRIB English Radio staff, I hope you are safe and well in this challenging time of the coronavirus pandemic. I tuned into your program a few days ago. Please find enclosed recorded program for your verification. Due to the corona pandemic, postal service is not working here properly. I want an EQSL in response to my reception report. Kindly send me a printed copy of the same when the postal services resume. Thank you." Salam and warm greetings to you, Anand Mohan Bain from India. We also hope you are safe and well in the challenging time of coronavirus pandemic. And we hope that the majority of people around the world be vaccinated. As in Iran, most of the people are vaccinated. We are getting less victims of this brutal virus, coronavirus. Thank you very much for sending us this email, Anand Mohan Bain from India. We also wish you all the best. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card, and we are so happy that you tuned into your radio, IRIB English Radio, a few days ago. So write to us soon and tell us your views about IRIB English Radio programs. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Anand Mohan Bain from India. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with an email from Malaysia. Signals of IRIB English Radio are heard and received in Malaysia, because here we have an email from Muhammad Briel, one of our regular listeners. He says, "Hello and greetings from Malaysia. You may be interested to know about this fact that IRIB English Radio signals were received here in Kuala Lumpur area. For further details, please refer to my reception report. Should this be correct, if would very much appreciate your letter of verification or QSL card, and even an EQSL, since we are in the pandemic situation. Thank you." Salam and warm greetings to you, Muhammad Briel from Malaysia. Many thanks for sending us this email. And we in IRIB English Radio are very happy that the signals of IRIB English Radio are received in Kuala Lumpur area. And that's great. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card, as you said, because we are in the pandemic situation. In your upcoming emails, Mohammad Briel, why don't you tell us your views about IRIB English Radio programs? Tell us which program or programs you like the best. Write to us soon. We are waiting for one of your great emails. Mohammad Briel from Malaysia. And from Ukraine, we have an email from Andrei Novgorodsky. Yes, Andrei says, "Dear the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting IRIB English Radio staff, here is a reception report of your program in the English language, and I have to say your signals were well received here in Kharkiv, Ukraine. If this report is correct, please send me a QSL card and whatever items you have for your listeners. Yours faithfully." Salam and warm greetings to you, Andrei Novgorodsky from Ukraine. We do appreciate you for sending us this email from your region. As you said, you live in Kharkiv, Ukraine. And we are also so happy that the signals of IRIB English Radio are well received, as you mentioned, that our signals are well received in Kharkiv, Ukraine. That's great. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card, but sending items like the souvenirs of IRIB English Radio to our dear listeners is not actually possible because we are in the time of pandemic. Of course, after the time of pandemic and after the disease is controlled around the world, we will resume sending our dear listeners the promotional items of IRIB English Radio and the paper QSL cards. Andrei Novgorodsky from Ukraine, many thanks for sending us this email. Write to us soon. We are looking forward to hearing from you soon and, of course, your views regarding the programs of IRIB English Radio. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with an email from Austria, from Harald Suss, of course. Stay with us, please. Welcome back. We have an email from one of our regular listeners, from Harald Suss from Austria. He says, "Dear staff of IRIB English Radio, I have heard again the IRIB radio here in Austria. I hope you can verify my report. See my attachments with the report in detail. I send you best regards from our lovely Austria, and I hope you will send me an answer with a QSL card from you. Thank you very much, your listener, Harald Suss." Salam and warm greetings to you, Harald Suss from Austria. And lots of gratitude to you for sending us this email, dear listener of IRIB English Radio. We will send you an EQSL card, of course, because we are in the time of pandemic. Harald Suss from Austria, please tell us your views about our programs in your upcoming emails and tell us which program or programs you like the best. Many thanks for sending us this email. Again, I send my appreciations to those of our dear listeners who have sent us reception reports and, of course, emails and letters from around the world, including Harald Suss, Bashir Kabdi, Mizanur Rahman, KP Munir, Dr. DK Sarkar, Anand Mohan Bain, Andrei Novgorodsky, and Mohammad Briel from around the world. Thank you very much. And thank you for being our great listeners and sending us these emails and letters from around the world. So here we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special. Please keep in touch with IRIB English Radio and have a very good time.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00982122013720. Once again, our phone number is 00982122013720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.
Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll be discussing the commentary of the 23rd chapter of the Holy Quran, Suratul Mu'minun, or the Believers. Now let's just listen to the related verses and then we'll be back. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. For such is the state of the disbelievers, until when death comes to one of them, he says, My Lord, send me back. That I might do righteousness in that which I left behind. No, it is only a word he is saying, and behind them is a barrier until the day they are resurrected.
As you have been with us previously, we started talking about these two verses, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ, until when death comes unto one of them, and he says, My Lord, send me back again. لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت, that I might do righteousness in that which I have left behind. كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها, nay, but it is a mere word that he says. ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون, and behind them is a partition until when they shall be raised up. The question to be answered is برزخ. The word barzakh in this verse, or the partition as we translated it, or the intermediate world. What kind of world is it? And where is it exactly? The most important point is that how we can prove that such a world actually exists between this world and hereafter, that all people will go to before moving on to hereafter. And what is the state and situation of the believers and righteous people in this intermediate world? These are the kind of questions which exist in this field, and there are some hints to these questions in the verses of the Holy Quran and, of course, the Islamic traditions, and I assume it is necessary to answer them as much as possible. First, let's talk about the word itself. The Arabic word barzakh originally means that which stands between the two things. Later, whatever stood between any two affairs came to be called barzakh. As a consequence, the world that exists between this world and hereafter is called the barzakh, and is also sometimes called the world of the grave, or the world of spirits. The reason for the existence of this world is based upon the traditional proofs, and there are numerous Quranic verses that explicitly or implicitly are referring to the barzakh. This verse, and behind them is a partition until the day when they are raised up, وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ, is apparently indicating the existence of such a world. Some scholars say that the word barzakh is a barrier that prevents the human beings from returning to this world after they die, actually. But the phrase, until the day they are raised up, is indicating that this barrier is between this world and the Day of Judgment, and this barrier is not between human beings and the world. This is one important aspect to be noted.
على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
القرآن
في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Among the verses that explicitly show the existence of such a world are those that speak about the life of the martyrs. The Holy Quran says, وَلَا تَقُولُ لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ. And do not say of those who are slain in the way of Allah as dead. بل أحياء. Nay, they are alive. The Prophet ﷺ is addressed in this verse, but all the believers are addressed in the 154th verse of chapter Baqarah, which announces that, and call not those who are slain in the way of Allah as dead, nay, they are living, only you perceive not. The intermediate world not only exists for high-ranking believers such as the martyrs, but it also exists for the disobedient unbelievers such as the Pharaoh and his associates. The concept of barzakh is explicitly mentioned in verses of the Holy Quran. For example, in chapter Ghafir, the 46th verse, we read, النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا. In front of the fire, they will be brought every morning and evening. ويوم تقوم الساعة أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب. And on the day when the hour is established, it will be said, cast the people of Pharaoh into the most awful chastisement. There are also other verses talking about this subject, but they are not as explicit and clear as these couple of verses that we discussed. We will, inshallah, talk about other aspects of this barzakh and partition in this verse in the next programs. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Things always worked for me. Worry ends when faith begins.
If you're interested to know about history, culture, family, politics,